Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Alan Bell, Sportsline, on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
And we welcome in our friend Alan Bell from Sportsline, who joins us as he does every Tuesday. Alan, hello. How are you?
Fantastic. You doing all right, my man?
Good. I'm doing good. We've spent the first hour and a half of the show talking about balloons. Here, have you heard about this, the latest controversy? It was just posted to TMZ regarding Nebraska and their balloons.
No, I haven't heard about this.
All right.
Educate me, please.
So the tradition for Nebraska for a long time has been to release red balloons when they score their first points of the game. It looks pretty cool, and I don't know. This is just one of the things that happens here.
Yeah.
And for the last few years, it's kind of come under some scrutiny from like some environmental groups. Like, hey, it's not very good. And last night, it was announced that the balloon tradition as a whole is going away because of a helium shortage. And now, someone who was caught in a man on the street local news cam last night said that the athletic director should be fired because of this. So that's what we're dealing with today.
Okay, so all right, the guy calling for the firing. Look, I'm not saying that needs to happen, but how many shortages are we going to allow here? Okay, a helium shortage, right? Like, I'll give you a perfect example. I was at a gas station the other day trying to get air, right, for my tires. You know, every gas station has those.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, you know, due to a shortage, we've had to up the price by 50 cents. I was like, we're out of air now? Like, we're having an air shortage out here?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Are you calling bluffs here? Like, because I've thought about this. We can't just have shortages of everything unless we can.
Yeah.
I don't know how stuff works.
I don't either. Look, people, I don't read. Don't believe me on all these things. But look, let me say, I'm calling out that I'm calling bluff on we have a helium shortage. I'm also calling a bluff on a national coin shortage. I'm tired of hearing about that too. I've got a whole room full of coins. Okay, it wasn't that hard to acquire them.
Where do they go? Where do they go?
Agreed. Nobody's hoarding coins. Okay, like I'm tired of hearing about all these shortages. So yeah, I'm not too terribly familiar with the balloon tradition. However, I proudly stand behind the balloon tradition, and I'm calling bluff on the helium shortage.
Alan Bell,
officially.
Friend of the people, enjoys the balloon tradition at Memorial Stadium. That's a good thing to have on your resume around here. Okay, did you have any? Did you have a bet on the Miami Heat first field goal to score last night? Because if you did,
man,
you were sweating that for a long time.
Dude, so there were some funny comments that I didn't really think about. So, you know, last night when we're looking at the game, there's 4 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Miami Heat have 1 point, okay? So first, exactly what you just said. Like, that was a sweat to get, you know, to the Heat, you know, the first basket score. Number two, I thought Dominique Foxworth of ESPN made a great point. He goes, having 1 point is so much worse than having 0 points. I agreed completely. And then, like, it got a little close kind of in the second, but obviously, you know, the Celtics ended up winning by, 20 or whatever. But I was like, okay, if you're the Celtics, like, you can't let this game get tight when they had 1 point, you know, towards the end of the first quarter. Because if you do, all the pressure's on you now, so... it was just wild. These playoffs have been wild, man. They just don't make sense at times.
Well, and somebody was tweeting at us last night about some of this stuff, and it's hard to not notice, but we've just had so many games that have been uncompetitive in the playoffs. And maybe that's the wrong word for it, because kind of no lead in the NBA is safe, but we've ended up at a lot of, you know, 10, 20-point losses in the playoffs and very few games that went down to the horn where it feels like it's way less than in years past.
No, I completely agree. And look, me and you talked about it, gosh, what, a month, 2 months ago. Not that, you know, the NCAA tournament looked the same, but we didn't have any, like, buzzer beaters or anything like that. You know, and you know, again, it's completely different here, but I'm with you, man. Like, it feels like we just haven't had, like, that classic basketball game. You know what I mean? And, like, look, watch tonight, all right? The Warriors up 3-0, you know, on the Mavericks. They're in Dallas. Like, even in that series, like, it obviously Golden State is covered, you know, each one of them. But watch, like, there could be that Golden State-Memphis game where, you know, Golden State realizes, like, in the middle of the first quarter that the Mavs are just going all out and have it tonight, and they lose by 30. And you're like, what in the world just happened here? So, I don't know, man. I'm with you. You're exactly right on that.
The Warriors now, there's a reason why. I mean, they're going to have a chance to finish off a sweep tonight, and they could be sitting at home for a while until the NBA finals start against whoever they're going to get, whether it's Boston or Miami, and we're not sure on that one either. That's 2-2. Like, the Warriors are -155 favorites to win the NBA finals right now. Do you think that is too much juice at this point, or is that, like, about the right zone where you feel like, hey, man, this feels comfortable for me?
Yeah, no, that does feel comfortable. I don't think it's too much juice at all because, you know, look at the series here between Miami and Boston. Like, whoever wins and gets to the finals is going to be beaten up, right? Like, already just from injuries. And then they're probably going 6-7 games in that series where if Golden State, you know, ends this thing tonight, I mean, they're coming off a vacation. So, no, I mean, the juice, it seems right to me. And watch, if Golden State wins tonight, watch where that number jumps to. It's going to skyrocket because they'll have so much time off.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. So now would probably be the right time to get in on somebody. Also, I was looking at NBA Finals MVP. So Steph Curry is +120. Is there even a way that if you think the Warriors are going to win the final, which the books seem to think that's the case, we just talked about it there, they're going to have a definitive advantage. I don't see really anybody else winning an NBA Finals MVP outside of Steph Curry, and you can get plus money on him right now.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, right? Because, you know, you look at like the playoffs, like Klay Thompson's been horrible throughout the entire playoffs, which is crazy that Golden State sit in here and essentially have done it without Klay Thompson. So I think, you know, unless he just goes bananas in the finals, which I don't think he's going to do like consistently every game, you could mark him off. Draymond Green is not going to do it either because he's going to have technicals and all kinds of stuff. They're not going to give it to him. Like, it's basically Steph or, like, Jordan Poole, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if Wiggins goes off, like, you know, he's looked good throughout the playoffs, I still don't know if they're going to give him MVP. Like, it's hard to overcome Steph Curry. Like, if the Bucks win the Super Bowl, right, like, it's hard to not give it to Tom Brady.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to go way over the top to take him out. So I'm with you, man. Like, if you think, like, and that's another good way to look at betting, right? Like, you just talked about, like, the price for Golden State, like, winning it all. Like, if you think Golden State's going to win it all, that's a better bet. Now, obviously, you're adding in, you know, the extra wrinkle of MVP. But if Steph doesn't go up, they're not winning. So, yeah, like, I agree. I think that's a better way to look at it than anything.
Yeah, right now, so it's Steph +120, Jason Tatum +340, Jimmy Butler +500. That all makes sense. Klay +1200, Draymond +1400, and then Jordan Poole +3000. You could maybe sprinkle a little bit on that, I suppose, but all the other players, Andrew Wiggins is +6000. I don't see a finals MVP for him, although he's been good. So there might be some value there. Okay, Alan, Tennessee baseball update. I know we talked about this last week, but do you expect them to, like, play the SEC tournament, you know, true to form this week? Or, I guess, how are they going to roll this? Because it looks like any way you cut it, basically, they're going to be the number one national seed in the tournament.
Yeah, so, you know, there's really no motivation whatsoever, but that's kind of a tough spot betting against them because they're going to get their pitcher, Dollinger. They're going to get him some work, right? Like, probably on Wednesday, whenever they find out, you know, their opponent tonight for tomorrow. But here's the problem, is that even when this team isn't really playing, like, you still have to pitch to them. and they just smash everything. You know what I mean? So, like, that's the most difficult part. Like, I wouldn't bet them to win the SEC tournament because I just don't think that they're going to care. They're going to use some, you know, a lot of young guys. But, again, you know, look what they did against Mississippi State, like, on the road this weekend, right? Like, just went through and swept. They won the national championship, right, last year, right? Like, they didn't even care. So, like, that's the most difficult part is that they could not care about the game and still score 12 runs. They scored 23 in one game against Mississippi State. Right? Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's just nuts, man. So I'm fascinated to see how they go about it. I think they're going to come in loose because they're just going to, you know, basically treat it like, you know, bullpen sessions and batting practice. But that can get dangerous when guys are that relaxed and that stuff. But I'm not going to bet it. Like,
yeah.
There'd be too much that.
Are you locking into any playoff hockey?
Oh, yeah. Like, I love it. Now, here's the hard part, man. It's like, I love betting totals in hockey, and it has been brutally difficult. Like, you either get 2 goals in a game or 14.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Like, it's so difficult. But, like, I'm fascinated by this Calgary-Edmonton series.
Same. We saw
Tampa Bay. They just swept the Panthers, which is surprising. But, yeah, like, this Calgary-Edmonton series tonight, man, like, dude, this thing has been phenomenal. Yeah, overall, yeah, I've loved it. The Stanley Cup playoffs have been awesome.
Yeah, no, it's been really, really good so far. And you're right. It feels like it's either been really low-scoring games or 7-6.
Yeah.
That's the way it's felt so far.
It's so difficult. You have no idea, like, what you're going to get. Like, you just have no idea, which means that it's really good playoffs.
And it also means it's kind of tough to bet, like you said, as well.
Yeah.
AB, appreciate the time, man. We'll let you go, and we'll chat next week.
Hey, let's talk to everybody. Be good, man. Take care.
Alan Bell of Sportsline, as always, good stuff from him. Hey, we'll have odd news coming up next. This week's zone deal is for Early Bird in both Blackstone and Shadow Lake. If you're not sure what to have for brunch, they got you covered. Pancakes, eggs benedicts, scrambles, sandies. They have exactly what you're looking for to start your day, and adult beverages as well with your breakfast. Reminder that brunch isn't just for weekends. So the zone deal this week, two $25 gift vouchers for the price of one, as it usually is on Friday, 9 a.m., and they go fast. And by fast, I mean fast. Be ready, 9 o'clock, 1620thezone.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.